Welcome back to Word of Mouth. We all have our linguistic pet peeves. I, for one, bristle when I hear literally used to describe things that aren't literal at all. I admit I was an English major and still grieve just a little inside when people use was for the conditional tense instead of were. A painter and writer living in Los Angeles is campaigning against a far less arcane peeve, the overuse of awesome. John Tottenham works at a bookstore where he sells his bumper stickers that have the word awesome and a red diagonal slashed through it. And he's on the line with us from L.A. John Tottenham, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello, good morning.
So what is it about the word awesome that gets under your skin?
I personally have a visceral reaction to it. I recoil from it when I hear it. Some people might get worked up about a political or religious issue, but I personally take a stand against the word awesome. It upsets me when I hear it, and I cool upon the prospect of further conversation with somebody who employs it. I mean, it's just become ubiquitous to the extent that all other superlatives and expressions seem to have been sacrificed on this pyre of awesomeness.
Well, what would you rather people use as an alternative?
Well, I don't think it's going to tax anybody's verbal resources to come up with an alternative. I mean, there are hundreds, just off the top of my head. I mean, you could say remarkable, wonderful, glorious, splendid, superb, delightful, exquisite. You could even just say great, you know.
Yeah, but I wonder there. You live in Southern California, and we think of a certain kind of language. I can't imagine a skateboard dude, you know, making some great feat and saying, delightful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know how big an issue it is in New Hampshire. How severe is the problem?
Well, the problem on the awesome, the anti-awesome scale. Well, we do here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We have a guy who has a blog. His name is Brady Carlson. He's our kind of internet Sherpa, and his blog is named "Here's What's Awesome." And he does a regular radio segment with us. So we actually asked Brady to respond to the campaign called CPSOA, your campaign to stamp out
no,
awesome.
No, actually, the P isn't... The LA Times mucked that up. It's CSOA.
Okay, you know, I was wondering what that P stood for.
Yeah, I don't know where that P came from either.
All right, the campaign to stamp out awesome. Here's what Brady Carlson said.
You might not expect this given my job on Word of Mouth, but I understand where John is coming from here. In a lot of ways, awesome is just a lazy way that people respond to anything positive, and that just diminishes the strength of the word. So I totally get that. I do think, though, that the word awesome, overused as it is, does have a connotation that other words don't quite reach. So then take the name of my blog, Here's What's Awesome, which reflects my enthusiasm for things that are, you know, a little fun, a little unexpected, maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, but things that really knock me out because they're so cool. And I haven't found any words that describe that sense better than the word awesome. Here's what's incredible. Here's what's cool. Here's what's excellent. Here's what I like to an unusually high degree. Then again, it's easy for me to say that there's still a role for the word awesome because I live on the East Coast. If I lived in California, I'd probably be sick of the word awesome too.
What do you think, John? Does he have a point? Are you simmering in your own juices right now? Not necessarily.
He states that there's no other word that can quite describe the emotion that he's aiming for, and that awesome is the only one. I would have thought actually excellent would work quite well in that way. Or here's what's excellent, here's what's awesome. I'm not suggesting we banish it completely, but I think it does need to be retired before it can be revived again, unsullied by its current misusage.
Well, I'm thinking that it may be just having its moment. I mean, people used to say, gosh, that's swell,
it's moment. It's been going on for 10 years, 20 years now.
What was the tipping point for us, and when did it become overused?
I don't know. I haven't honestly studied the history. I mean, it's originated in Southern California surfing slang, presumably. But, I mean, I think it's just of late it's become epidemic. It's a national scourge. I mean, there's a plague of awesomeness. It's a linguistic catastrophe in the English-speaking world. I mean, people, there's a perception that I'm some sort of cranky English snob who's coming over here telling Americans how to talk. But actually, I've been here for longer than most of these critics have since before they were born, and it isn't just a Californian problem, it's a national problem, and it's an international problem now. And I mean, if we were in England, I would be adopting similar measures against brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah. or massive. I remember when I lived
massive,
in England,
people
said massive all the time. But you know, there is a good English expression for awesome, maybe, you know, gobsmacked. Like, there's something that really makes your mouth drop open and think, wow.
There is something particularly virulent about awesome, though. I don't know what it is. It sounds like it's okay coming from a kid. I mean, one of the things we're saying in the campaign is please try to limit use of the word to, I mean, please try to limit use of this nauseating and by now ubiquitous and completely meaningless superlative to those of us who are under the age of 12. It sounds fine coming from a kid, but from someone over the age of 30.
Okay, so what are we to do? What are we to do when we witness it?
I think it just needs to be retired. It's got to go.
But you know, if you know, we're in America, right? The power of the people, the human agency to stamp out, to campaign against, you know, things that are sort of spoiling our country. What do we, the Americans, do when somebody over the age of 13? You know, I have to admit, I have a colleague who every time you get an email from her iPad, it says "sent from my awesome iPad too," and I just makes me bristle. What do we do?
Well, I have created these signs and, you know, we're putting them up in places. And so, I mean, so, or you can just confront people directly about it. You could whip out one of the signs every time someone uses the phrase and brandish it in front of their face. And then they'll get the impression, like, we might have to start handing out citations and fines, which could be siphoned into an education program, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, how's your campaign going?
There's all sorts of possibilities.
What are people saying there? You know, you work at a bookstore. You're selling these bumper stickers there.
I'm actually work more as a copy editor than anything else, which might have more bearing against my horror of these cliches and so on. But how's the campaign going? Very well.
What does very well mean? You're seeing, you know, ban the awesome sign everywhere?
We've been selling out of the stickers everywhere. They're all over town. And people are talking about it, and I think people, I mean, once people get word of the campaign, even people who overuse the word are going to think twice about using it again, even if they're upset by being confronted about it.
Can you imagine any context that you would use, or, you know, if you're editing a piece of prose, that it would work?
Yeah. Yes, when someone describes me as being awesome, when it is bestowed upon me by a worthy admirer, then it might be excusable.
Well, a lot of people do get nervous about linguistic campaigns, you know, as trying to control people's free speech somehow.
Have there been any other ones?
Well, you know, this whole idea of political correctness, like you can't, you know,
say certain
things about different races or ethnicities or something like that. So you're not, you know, the Ministry of Language from 1984 trying to stamp out awesome? No?
It's just one word. I mean, there are hundreds of alternatives.
Any other words that hit your annoying list, John?
Absolutely, there's lots of them. But let's start at the bottom, and this is the worst word. It is the most overused and abused word. I mean, we will be moving on to addressing other ones, of course. I mean, intense, amazing expressions like it's all good, not a problem, it's no worries. I mean, they're all going to have diagonal red slash marks across them at some point in the hopefully not too distant future.
Well, John Tottenham, I really want to thank you for sharing your mission with us today.
Thanks for having me.
John Tottenham, a poet, painter, and journalist who lives in Los Angeles. He's launched a campaign to stamp out awesome. And Coming up, we're going to hear from the lusty, covetous, aggressive antics of the Greek and Roman gods. They make Real Housewives of New Jersey look like nuns. A new book revised their stories for contemporary readers. And you are listening to Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio and online anytime at wordofmouthradio.org. Also available on the NHPR iPhone app, also used for iPads. Word of Mouth continues in just a moment after the news from the BBC from NHPR.